Parents have just as much reason to be concerned about the safety of kids who become cheerleaders as those who go out for high-profile sports like football, according to Dr. Andrew Gregory with Vanderbilt Sports Medicine.
The riskier type moves, which are stunts, throws, or basket toss, and tumbling, is much more incorporated into cheerleading routines than it used to be. And so those are much riskier activities than just the traditional leading a cheer, jumping up and down with your pom-poms.
Research conducted by the Columbus Children's Research Institute found that cheerleading injuries have more than doubled during the past decade. Meanwhile, the Center for Catastrophic Sports Injury Research at UNC Chapel Hill tracks major injuries to the head and neck. The past 20 years, 50% of those sports-related injuries in women are related to cheerleading. Gregory advises parents to check for specific safety precautions with their kids' programs.
I would absolutely go to a practice and see what's going on. Is there adequate supervision? Is the coach adequately trained in safety? Have they been to one of these safety classes I was talking about? Do they have padding? And do they have spotters? And are their spotters paying attention? And if it were my child, that's what I'd do. I'd make sure all those things were in place.
Gregory says the American Association of Cheerleading Coaches and Advisors is a great resource for learning how to reduce the risk of injury.
When you play football or hockey or wrestling, I think there's some understanding of what you're getting yourself into. Most people don't think about that with cheerleading. There's a significant risk of injury, and I think parents, athletes, and coaches all need to understand that.
Gregory is an assistant professor of orthopedics and rehabilitation and pediatrics. I'm Emory Dear Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.